Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thanks for joining me. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-215-8667 if you happen to want to give me a shout-out here on Blog Talk. I would love to speak to you. And you can also hit me up on the chat. The chat line is open, so you can type your questions or comments there. Remember, guys, you can also check me out, myspace.com/purposevision. Do the friend request thing. I'm always happy to hear from you. So, guys, I want to jump right in and give you the top news stories of today. As reported on AOL News, mental note is all about your current events, entertainment news, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. I don't know if you're aware, but day before yesterday, Southern towns mourn after tornadoes. There were several tornadoes in the southern states, mainly Memphis, Arkansas, places like that. And it seems that right now there has been at least 55 killed and injured. Hundreds of people have been injured during these storms. So I want to send out our condolences to the people who were killed, their families who were killed in the tornadoes, and I hope the ones that were injured get well. That's tragic. Okay, Clinton, this is a trip, guys. I'm continually reporting on the presidential election, and Clinton loans $5 million to her own campaign. Okay. Seems here that Democratic rival Barack Obama's fundraising prowess, presidential hopeful Hillary Rodham Clinton, makes a loan of $5 million of her own money to her campaign. Barack raised $4 million yesterday or the day before yesterday. In one day, he raised $4 million. So, and looks like she's not raising as much money. So she's having to loan herself or her campaign money, which is kind of a trip. Clinton and Obama are locked in a tight battle to win their party's presidential nomination. Guys, who are you voting for? Give me a call, 347-215-8667. Just want to know. Curious. Who are you voting for? Hit me up on the chat. Let me know. Pre-chewed food gave HIV to kids. This is shocking. Mothers who pre-chew their baby's food can infect them with the virus that causes AIDS, according to health officials who announced their finding, a first at a scientific conference. Pre-chewing food is a practice primarily seen in poor developing countries, but the scientists reported 3 cases of such an HIV transmission in the United States. Really? Pre-chewing food is a prank? No. When I was growing up, yeah, I mean, I can't remember my mom pre-chewing my food, but I did see, like, my aunts or, you know, cousins or whatever pre-chewing their food for their kids. I mean, maybe it's a Southern thing, too. I don't know, because, guys, I'm from Alabama, so maybe, I don't know, but thank God none of us got AIDS or anything or got the virus that causes HIV, from pre-chewing food, and you do that so that the baby can digest it well. And anyway, that's a trip. McCain tells critics to calm down. John McCain's conservative critics, the day after Senator John McCain won key states on Super Tuesday, he addressed critics who have said that he is not conservative enough of a Republican. I do hope that at some point we would just calm down a little bit, is what John McCain said. Interesting. And guys, Walmart is expanding in-store clinics. Walmart plans to open in-store medical clinics under its own brand name, building on its current practice of leasing space in dozens of stores to outside companies for such clinics. Like right now, they have those little ready clinics. You know, if you have a cold or something, you know, minor, you can go in there and there's a nurse practitioner in there who will assess you or diagnose you and write you a prescription or what have you. So now Walmart is going to be opening up the clinic at Walmart. It's expected to be rolled out 400 locations by 2010. You know, Walmart just does not stop. Whoever is in charge over at Walmart really knows how to make money. That's the name of the game, right, guys? Making money. And Walmart, you know, that company is a master at it. Although, you know, I heard once they don't pay their employees very well or give them really good health benefits, which is kind of sad. I mean, you know, if they're capitalizing off of what they do and they have the employees in there, I mean, the employees are aiding them and making the money. You would think that they would take care of those who take care of them. But, you know, that's not always the case. All right, guys, stick around. I'll be right back with more Mental Note right here at Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, Purpose Vision.
Love rained down on me, down on me. 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 Met him on a Thursday, sunny afternoon, cumulus clouds, 84 degrees. He was brown, deep. Said he wanted to talk about my mission, listen to my past lives. Word. Took me on long walks to places where butterflies rest easy. Talked about Moses and Mumia, reparations, blue colors, memories of shell-top Adidas. He was fresh, like summer peaches, sweet on my mind like block parties and penny candy. Us was nice and warm, no jacket, no umbrella, just warm. At night, we would watch the stars, and he would physically give me each and every one. I felt like cayenne pepper, red, hot, spicy. I felt dizzy and Sonia, heaven and miles between my thighs. Better than love, we made delicious. He me had me he had me tongue-tied. I could hear his rhythm in my thoughts. I was his shark, his horn section, his boom and his bip, and he was my love. Love rained down on me, down on me. The rain was falling and slowly and sweetly and stinging my eyes, and I could not see that he became my voodoo priest, and I was his faithful concubine, wide open, wide, loose like boughs after collard greens. The mistake was made. Love slipped from my lips, dripped down my chin, and landed in his lap, and us became new. Now, me non-clairvoyant and in love made the coochie easy and the obvious invisible. The rain was falling and I couldn't see the season changing and the vibe slipping off its axis. Our beautiful melody became wildly staccato. The rain was falling and I could not see that I was to be plowed and sown and fertilized and left to drown in his sunny afternoon. Cumulus clouds, 84 degrees, melody.
Love rain down on me, on me, down on me. Love rain down on me, on me, down on me.
Wide open, wide loose, the mistake was made. Love slipped from my lips, dripped down my chin and landed in his lap and thus became new. Me not clairvoyant and in love made me the fool. You were never true. If you didn't want me, you should have let me know. All you did was make a mockery of something so incredible, beautiful. I honestly did love you so. Love rain down on me,
on me, down on me.
Love rain down on me.
All right, guys, we're in the month of love. It's February. We're exactly 1 week away from Valentine's Day. Do you have a Valentine? Give me a call, 347-215-8667. Let me know if you got a Valentine or not during this month of love. Excuse me, guys. I can't even talk this morning. What's up with that? I am going to read something here I thought was kind of interesting. It says it's on AOL and it's the chemistry of kissing. We're gonna get kind of sexy this morning, so let's just go right into it. You must remember this: a kiss is just a kiss. Hang on a minute. No, it isn't, because when it comes to dating, a kiss can change everything. Sometimes it's fine tingling, magical, and sends shivers from your neck to your toes. And sometimes, well, it feels more like licking a wet fish. While the chemistry you feel on your night out says a lot about how the kiss might go, there are a few things you can do to increase your chances of butterflies, chills, fireworks, and other memory-making moments. So, guys, I'm about to give you some lip-smacking tips, okay? Ever found yourself bumbling and mumbling at the end of a date, wondering if your attempt at a good night's snack will be the kiss of death? Oh, you're not alone. This is, without a doubt, one of the most common questions people ask, says Sheila Lee, creator of advice site kissingbooth.com. So how do you tell if someone would welcome a smooch from you? According to Lee, look for these signs. Is your date making tons of eye contact with you or standing closer than a friend or business colleague would? If so, says Lee, this person probably wants you to kiss them, okay? And if you really can't reach your date, make yourself available for your date to make the first move. Stand close to your date and let your arm rub against him or her. Face your date with your arms open, not crossed, to show you're open for a kiss. Tell your date you had a good time and ask your date how they felt. And most importantly, smile. A lot of people are turned on by a smile. Who knew? Which shows you're comfortable with the person you're with and happy. If your date thinks he or she is making you happy, then he or she is likely to think a kiss can make you even happier. Okay, so here are the tips, guys. Lock lips in a place where you don't have to hold back. Okay, so I guess, you know, if you're out in public, it's kind of sexy to me. I don't know about you, but it's kind of sexy to me to be kissed in public. You know, like, I don't know. I just like that whole showcase of love thing. So, and that's just me. So, but here it says, you may want to kiss somewhere where you don't have to hold back, although for me, I don't hold back in public. It doesn't matter to me. But at any rate, you may want to be, you know, in a quiet room or in a doorway maybe, you know, in the front seat of a dark car so that you're kind of alone if you want to move in for the kiss, okay, so that you guys don't have to hold back. Make eye contact before, during, and after your kiss. So give that longing look to your partner in their eyes or what have you. And then, you know, that brings the connection. You know, it makes it heated. So you want to give the eye contact. Feel free to talk a little bit. You know, it's cool, like, to be kissing and, you know, maybe telling someone, I love kissing you, or you're so hot, or you're beautiful, or whatever the case may be. There again, bring in the heat. Keep your hands to yourself, okay? Sometimes we get caught up in the human contact of a kiss. We grip our partner's neck, reach around his or her back, run a hand along a thigh, or do all sorts of grabby things. The only problem is that sometimes all that touching is actually distracting from the kiss. So, you know, focus on the kiss, and then the hands can move later, okay? Don't forget to use your nose, it says here. Now, I don't know about that. Let me read this. Some anthropologists believe that kissing evolved from sniffing, as some indigenous cultures rub noses rather than kissing. Says Vaughn Bryant Jr. He's a professor of anthropology at Texas A&M University. Turns out that we have very powerful musk glands right underneath our eyes, and each person has a distinct smell, explains Vaughn. Kissing got started by people smelling each other, and they would rub across the nose. Touching the lips was a natural outgrowth. Okay, so kissing was nose touching? Interesting. Sampling another person's scent is a primal urge we share with other animals, including moles, dolphins, turtles, and dogs, because you know how dogs sniff each other, whatever. So take a moment to breathe in your date to kick the connection up a notch. Huh. And I'm into that. I'm into scents. You know, I love when my partner smells good, or I just like his scent. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm into that, and I didn't realize it was an animal thing. But at any rate, convince your date to try it your way. Okay, you love the dinner, you laugh the whole way home, and you were living for the goodnight kiss, right, until you got it. Turns out your date doesn't kiss the way you do. Has your chemistry fizzled for good? No way. So what's the best way to get your styles more in sync? Don't ever say, I don't like the way you kiss. No, we know better than that. Don't ever say that. That will be a big blow to the ego and will make them feel self-conscious the next time you kiss. So one option is to make the issue about you by saying something like, I like to kiss a little different than most people, which will make them feel at ease. Kind of like the old-fashioned, it's not you, it's me line. You guys, you know, when you try to break up with somebody, it's not you, it's me. Or suggest you both branch out and experiment so that, you know, they won't take the change in kissing personally. Okay, so then try to initiate a kiss the way you like to kiss. And then hope to God, you know, they catch on. You know, some people are, you know, kind of slow, but hopefully they catch on and they'll give you, you know, the kiss like you want so that you don't have to be like, okay, I, you know, you don't kiss very well. You kiss like a wet, I don't know, wet puppy or something. You have a puppy kiss. Isn't that the worst thing? Have you guys ever been out on a date with someone and kissed them and it was like the worst kiss of your life? If you have, call me. Tell me about it. 347-215-867. Or type it in on the chat. I'm just curious because I have been in that situation where I've kissed somebody and I regretted it. It's like, yuck. I didn't know your kiss was going to taste like this or be this
sloppy and wet. And but sometimes sloppy and wet is good. I take that back. But, you know, not all the time. Sometimes it's just, like, terrible.
Some people live for
the fortune. Be right back.
Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people maim as a physical pain.
Have you thought about what you're going to get your significant other for Valentine's Day? I've actually been giving it some thought and just wanted to share a couple of suggestions with you. It seems that, you know, normally everyone kind of does the candy, the flowers, the what, cards, for Valentine's Day. I mean, which I guess is cool. But for me, I think I would prefer something a tad bit more, I don't know, genuine. Something not that everyone else is doing. And I have said this before, I love to be pampered. I'm a pamper person. I love to pamper and be pampered. So for me, I think maybe a couple's massage would be a good thing, maybe a spa day. Of course, you could always cook a great dinner at home and rent some, like, love movies, romantic movies. That would be kind of cool. Always dinner out somewhere nice is good, you know, maybe a restaurant you guys have been wanting to try. That would be cool. And it seems like a lot of the time you have to pay attention to the type of guy or girl you're with to make sure that you know, you get them the right stuff. Because the worst thing is being with someone and just say, for instance, if you're with a guy who loves to be seen, you know, he likes to go out or what have you, and then you stay at home and do the movie and the dinner thing. No. So pay attention to who you're with. You know what I mean? So if you're with someone and you know that they really enjoy going out, then take them out. Take them somewhere that they've always wanted to go. You know, that or somewhere that you've heard of that may be really cool to take them out. Same thing, guys, for a female. If you're with a lady who loves jewelry, then instead of maybe going to buy her jewelry, why don't you go to the jewelry store, tell the person behind the counter, you know, pick out the jewelry, what have you, and then leave her a card on the kitchen table or, you know, send her a card in the mail even, if it'll get there by Thursday. Send her something in the mail, and inside the card, tell her where to go, what jewelry store, and just tell her to give them her name when she gets to the store. That is, like, romantic. That would blow me away. And I'm not giving out hints or anything. I'm just saying. You know, something out of the ordinary. A weekend away is cool. And when you say weekend away, it does not necessarily have to be out of the state where you live. It could always be some really fancy, schmancy hotel, you know, where you order room service all weekend because Valentine's Day is on a Thursday. So, you know, or you could go for the night, you know. Tell your significant other, let's ride out. Get them in the car. Pull up to the hotel, to the valet, get out, have your room already. You've already checked in, so you have candles and, you know, the bottle of champagne and whatever else that you guys like, and you do it that way. You know, I think that Valentine's Day is, you know, just really a day to be romantic. You know, you're showing your love, but really just to think out of the box and be romantic. And see, even for me, like, I'm the type of chick that someone could bring me, like, 400 thread count sheets and a silk nightie and, you know, some really good bubble bath, and I'm cool. You know, if I had just like a cute little basket with that kind of stuff, I'm good. There again, I like pamper. I like to be pampered, and I like, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, anything that's going to make me feel luxurious and comfortable, I'm all for it. So you just have to really, I think, pay attention to who your guy or girl is so that you can make them happy on Valentine's Day. Guys, I do appreciate you tuning in to me today. As always, check me out here each and every morning, 9:30 a.m., for another dose of Mental Note. Also, remember, Sunday night, 6:30 p.m., you can catch me for all things real estate. Anything you want to know about the real estate market and how to get your house sold in this market, believe you me, it can be done. So you can always give me a call, 347-215-8667, live here on the show. Send me a message or comment or hit me up on the chat or myspace.com/purposevision. Guys, it's all, it's tons of ways to get in contact with me should you need to, okay? So be sure to do that. I look forward to speaking with you again soon. And remember, in all things, peace and love. Talk to you tomorrow.
Maybe it's me, maybe I bore you. No, my fault, 'cause I can't afford you. Maybe, puppy, Jay-Z would all be better for you. All I could do was love you. Love you, nothing that I wouldn't do. I went through the fire for you. Anything you ask me to, but I'm sorry.
Blog Talk Radio.